dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question on mine. I've coached here three times, and I've been here to do television four times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, and it's like you got power.
Tips it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you, and once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
The snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30, eludes a tackler, 35, Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, he's going to go, holy cow, touchdown Tommy Frazier!
I wish everybody had the, you know, the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Cross to the middle.
Doesn't get any better than it is here.
Oh, Dan Trapp escapes. And on the first down. Oh, Dan, look at this.
Jeez.
Oh, no, he could go.
Wow.
Amazing. See you later. That may be one of those unreal runs I have ever seen.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stoutz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out. Yeah! 40, 12, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Have some fun and play with Haskell. The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there, underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is get that way, and the kick is good. School record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
And you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath your chin for four corners and get out to somebody's house.
Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down. Intercepted at Dominican Sue. Sue to the 20, 15. Touchdown, Sue. And Dominican Sue's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat. Zach Potter, how about that for Ndamukong Suh?
The stadium is blowing up.
10 seconds left in the game. 9, 8, McCoy in the gun. 7, 6, McCoy rolling. 4 seconds left. Throws it away out of bounds. And there's like 1 second.
It's over.
The clock went off.
It's over.
It's over.
The Huskers
have won. The Huskers have won. The clock has hit zero. This game is over, and the Huskers are Big 12 champions.
And welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. A great Monday in Central Nebraska.
Oh, well, there you go. You know, you can't have everything perfect. It's a Friday. I feel like crap. It's great to be here. How are you?
Good. You're getting through a little bit of the weather. It's supposed to be 40 degrees on Sunday, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Warm up a little bit?
I don't think so. It's supposed to be 40 degrees sometime next week to maybe help melt some of this snow. Glad you're along with us. You gotta have a little football Friday, even when we're not playing the next day. And when I say we, I mean the Huskers. 1-888-455-ESPN, or you can email us, Daddy.
Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 1-888-455-3776. Love to have you join us. Any of your thoughts, whether it's about the Notre Dame football coaching search that has ended with Brian Kelly being named the new head coach. Interesting how his players took it. They were not happy.
Again, remember, how many players on a Division I college football team? Who are we going to hear from? We're going to hear from those that are whining and moaning. I mean, so let's say there's 6 or 7 of them that are whining and moaning. There's 120 of them that aren't. So I think we ought to cut a little slack there to the Cincinnati program. They'll be fine. It's the way the world works. Their kids, they're a little frustrated. They wanted to finish a perfect season at 13-0.
Yeah. They want to do that. Will they be able to do that? Will the focus remain there? We'll have to wait and see.
I don't want to start there, though. I've got somewhere else I want to start. I want to remind folks that the Dent Popper inbox open. The phone lines are open. We've got two great guests today on the program. Mike Perenio, race and sports book czar from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. We're going to talk about all the big Christmas bonuses they're going to get after last week's shellacking of the public in the NFL. And coming up in our next segment, Todd Hendricks of the Lincoln Journal-Star is going to join us to talk Nebraska volleyball. They play Iowa State for the third time this season, but tonight is when it really counts. Your season continues or it's over in the NCAA tournament. You can hear it against Iowa State 7 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. You can watch it on Nebraska Educational Television. Tomorrow's match, no matter who's in it, will be on ESPNU. If you want to watch it Saturday, if it's the Huskers, we'll still have it on 94.5 The Breeze. I don't even know exactly how to start this because I really didn't care. I had no interest one way or the other. But the Pittsburgh Steelers suck. All right? Dennis Dixon. Was that his name? Put him in there. That's the best game they've played in a month and a half. Here's what I want to say. We've got a lot of Pittsburgh Steelers fans that are listening to the show, that are friends of ours, that have to be sick. Their season is over. They've lost to Cleveland, they've lost to Kansas City, and they've lost to Oakland. Last year, they were complaining how tough their schedule was. It was the toughest in the NFL. They came through it and won the Super Bowl. This year, one of the easiest, and for some reason, they just don't care. They just don't care. You can't be that bad one year to the next because you're playing some bad, bad football teams. So I ask you, Daddy, the Steeler fans always rib us about the Cowboys not winning a playoff game. Would you like to pop up, win a Super Bowl about every 6 years, and then stink for that entire next 6 year period? Or would you rather just be mediocre like the Cowboys every year, like a Cub fan? Close, but no cigar ever. And it's not like it's been never for the Cowboys, but it's been a long, long time.
Well, 96 since we won a playoff game. I guess I would want to be... I think they rebuild during those 6 years because they get good draft picks, and they all build them for that 1 year when they make those runs. I guess if you're going to win world championships, I may rather have it like that, like the Steelers are doing, instead of what the Cowboys are doing.
At least you get to have a year where you finish off the deal. I think you're right, but it's embarrassing. I mean, that's embarrassing last night. There's no other word you can put on it. It's embarrassing for a proud franchise like the Pittsburgh Steelers to go out and play the way they did last night and the way they have played recently. And I don't understand the excuse. Troy Polamalu is not, I mean, he's not playing offense for you. The defense is so-so. They did their job for three quarters last week. They did their job last night. Your offense is terrible, absolutely terrible, with a quarterback in stature of Ben Roethlisberger and playing teams lately that are horrible against the run, and that's supposed to be Pittsburgh's deal. They're just bad. They're bad. Go away. Come back another day. Lose out. Get yourself a better draft pick because you're terrible. In fact, you're very bad. I mean, you're about as bad as there is in the National Football League. Tony, if you sat here this morning and I already looked at it, Doug,
because I went and found some power rankings.
And I'm trying I'm not just steamrolling Pittsburgh because we have some Pittsburgh fans that chided us. That's not it. It wouldn't matter who it is. I mean, New England, whatever the story is. I mean, they're bad. They're bad. I mean, they've lost to Oakland, Kansas City, and Cleveland. So they're worse than all those teams. Are they better than what? St. Louis? Tampa? Are they? Well, they're terrible. They've lost five in a row. They are absolutely terrible.
Well, I'm just looking at Pro Football Weekly and their power rankings for this week. They do it all the way 1 through 32, of course. 32 is the Cleveland Browns. 31 is the Rams. 30 is the Buccaneers. You know, Kansas City at 28 and Oakland at 25.
They're terrible.
That was the first rushing touchdown of the year for the Cleveland Browns. The first rushing touchdown by a tailback, which normally that's who rushes the ball for your team. By a tailback, how they called it a touchdown, I'm really not sure, by the way, but that's another story, another debate. That was the first touchdown of the year for a tailback by the Cleveland Browns.
I think there's a lot of interesting NFL matchups. Pittsburgh's out, so Jacksonville's got to feel pretty safe with where they're at as far as a wild card right now at 7-5. But this opens it up for the likes of the Miami Dolphins, who play Jacksonville this week. It opens it up for the like of the New York Jets, who are terrible. But there's, you know, Denver.
Tennessee gets back in it.
Yeah.
Tennessee gets back in it for Houston. Being over, for being over.
I mean, Tennessee
was 0-7, right? 0-6. Now they're 1-5, 5-1.
And by the way, people, you look at me stupid every time I bring this up on the show. I will say it again. 10 early games Sunday, 3 late games in the NFL. This is one of the things I can't believe more people that love the NFL like you do, that we hang out with, we watch games with, we talk about with, we're in fantasy leagues with. Who wants 10 games at once? I don't understand. I mean, and don't tell me it's an East Coast, West Coast thing, because San Diego, Dallas is one of the late games. Last week we had a couple of East Coast games swing into the late game picture. I mean, they could do what they want in the National Football League, but come on. Cincinnati, Minnesota, that should be a late game. It's in the Midwest. It's inside. It doesn't matter. And it's one of the big games of the week. Why is it not a late game? Colts, Broncos, it could be a late game. It's inside. It's between two very good teams in the playoff hunt. I don't understand. 10 early games, 3 late games. Just by the time you're all kind of geeked up, it's over. You got 3 games. 3 games and then the night game. 10-3. How hard is it to split them up? That's 13. 7-6. 8-5. I mean, even the last few years, usually you got 5 late games. Usually you got 5 late games. You never have more than that. Never, 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 ever have more than that.
You're absolutely right, Doug. And I don't know from, the NFL is supposedly this marketing wizard, marketing the gurus, the billion-dollar franchise, et cetera, et cetera. Why would they do that to themselves and cut your own throat? Why would they cut their own throat? I don't understand. Do you not want people to see more of your games? Do you not want your nephew in Lincoln to maybe pick up and have his own team and want a different jersey of somebody he doesn't normally see?
Speaking of nephews, what do you think about your nephews being forced to be Pittsburgh?
Willie wanted to be a Dallas Cowboy fan after he watched the Cowboys about 3 weeks ago.
Well,
but then my brother told him he'd take away his terrible towel that he just got. So then Willie started crying.
Nice parenting.
Yeah. That's the way they do it around the old Roger Davis household. Real nice.
Unbelievable. How about Ben? Can you get your claws into Ben? I mean, you can't have both of your nephews rooting for the same team. That just wouldn't be right. You got to have some infighting, just like you and your brothers did.
a lot of infighting, yeah. Yeah, in our household, we had a Cowboy, a Steeler, and a Cincinnati Bengal. So we spread it all over the place. And then, of course, Reggie and Andrew were division rivals, of course, all the way along. But nonetheless, so yeah, you want to spread it around a little bit. I think the kids growing up nowadays, you saw a string of New England Patriot fans because they were winning, and that's hot. You think we're getting a lot of Viking and Saint fans now? I think you're going to see a lot more Saint stuff with kids in the junior high and in early high and freshman, sophomore, and high school wearing that kind of stuff just because they pick up on Drew Brees and the revolutionary scoring that's coming back like the greatest show on turf and whatnot. 12-0. Either one of them going to run the table, Doug?
Yeah, if they want to. If they want to. New Orleans looks like it sets up pretty good. Indies ain't bad either. Yes. I'll say yes.
You mentioned the quality of football going on, and there's some bad games, but you got the night game.
Wait a minute. Some bad games? I was just going to go through the list here with you. You tell me which one of these games you would switch over and watch more than a couple of plays or to check the score. Jets, Buccaneers.
No.
Bills, Chiefs.
No, God, no.
Lions, Ravens.
No.
Panthers, Patriots.
No.
Seahawks, Texans.
Yes.
Rams, Titans.
No.
Redskins, Raiders.
No. But on the flip side of that, you've got some quality matchups.
Well, weird matchups like Cincinnati, Minnesota.
Yeah, who would have thought that would have been Denver, a big
Indy.
Game?
Denver, Indy. Packers, Bears. The Packs only favored by 3.5 on the road at Chicago, but boy, Chicago sure hasn't shown any lies, although fake line.
Kyler just sucks.
Miami, Jacksonville. San Diego, Dallas. Eagles, Giants, and the Monday night game could be interesting. Cardinals.
By the way, we go back to about a week ago. We were basically hacking on Jake Delhomme and how bad the game that he's been playing is. So this week on Fox, they had the biggest ripoffs and then the biggest basically bargains in the NFL, and done by Alex Marvez. Well, the number one and 1A was Jake Delhomme and Julius Peppers. And basically, Jake Delhomme making $16.7 million. To do what he's done is just, it's just pathetic for that amount of money. And on the flip side of that, there's some great bargains out there. Miles Austin from Dallas making $1.5 million. Josh Cribbs from Cleveland making $600,000 or something like that. I leave you shaking your head. But the number one ripoff, when you brought up, bring up some of these bad quarterbacks, Jake Delhomme. $17 million. Are you kidding me?
Hey, before we go to break, I want to get into the Debt Popper inbox. Ryan says, Daddy, who would be Notre Dame's coach if Nebraska had won the Big 12? That's been a huge talk all morning long on the ESPN National. Mike and Mike brought it up. If the second isn't put back up, Cincinnati most likely is playing for the national championship. Brian Kelly surely wouldn't have left his team going to play for the national championship. Also, did you hear the comment about clock management that Chris Fowler made to Colt McCoy at last night's award show? Oh, yeah. That's funny. Also, when Sue accepted one of his awards, Fowler told McCoy, don't worry, I won't let Sue get any closer. Priceless. Ryan, yeah, I watched 90% of that award show and the Bednarik and Outland Trophy to Ndamukong Suh. He's now got four. Got all the defensive awards he can get. The Lott Trophy Sunday. He's got to be in New York Saturday night and in California Sunday night. Yeah, that'll be fun. I wonder how that works if he would happen to win the Heisman. Because usually they hang him over and they're on the shows and they do the circuit on Monday and Tuesday, so be interesting.
That's a whirlwind tour. Do you have to go to class?
What do you think, Mike Perez? Well, it should be Dead Week next week, right? Or is it Dead Week this week for them?
Dead Week this week?
Well, yeah, it'd have to be Dead Week this week. So, and then finals week next week for the big fella.
He could be around next week. They just said, hey. I think that's got to be how it works.
They should. Let's take a break. We're back with more, including Todd Hendricks, the Lincoln Journal Star, to talk about the NCAA Volleyball Tournament and, of course, the All-Big 12 Regional in Omaha tonight. Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay, joins us in the second half of the show. I wonder if they got odds on who's going to win the Heisman. Back after this.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements, and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E pointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Hey guys, are you feeling the pressure to give the ultimate gift this Christmas? If so, stop into Hawthorne Jewelry today for fantastic holiday savings, guaranteed to put a sparkle in her eye. Try a dazzling 1.5-carat diamond solitaire ring, exclusively priced at $4,500. Or take a look at our unique kissing diamonds collection. Hawthorne's holiday sales will make Christmas dreams come true and make her friends wish they caught your eye first. Let the season sparkle with a gift from Hawthorne Jewelry on the bricks.
Dear Santa, I just purchased a pickup, and in case no one gets the hints I've left, I just want to let you know that my truck has told me it would love to get some truck accessories for Christmas. I hear the best place to get truck accessories in the Tri-City area is at LCL Truck Equipment in Hastings. They have everything my truck could want from front to rear, with grill guards, Nerf bars, bed covers, toolboxes, all kinds of pretty chrome trim. So please, Santa, when thinking of me and my truck, do your shopping at LCL Truck Equipment, 121 East J in Hastings, or call 800-888-7604 and speak to one of the helpful sales staff.
Saturday, it's the 110th meeting between the service academies. It's the annual Army-Navy game. Hi, this is John Todges of Westwood One. Join former Army head coach Bobby Ross and me from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia for all the action. Can the midshipmen claim a record 7th straight victory over Army, or can the Black Knights get the win and become bowl eligible? Army-Navy. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
The Army-Navy game, Saturday at 1 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
Sunny skies develop across the area as we head through the day today with highs in the mid and upper 20s. Southwest winds will stay from 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will stay clear with a low near 7 degrees. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 19.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday program.
Doug, we're taking you up to that lunch hour. The TVs at the Chicken Coop are waiting. The lunch specials at the Chicken Coop are waiting. The drink specials at the Chicken Coop are waiting. All day, all night long, the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island, both conveniently located, both downtown districts. Perfect place to watch all the college football bowl games, all Monday night football. Plus, Monday night football, you got $2 U college going on all Monday night long. Catch all the Husker games. What, you know what? Whether the Huskers are on baseball, on TV for baseball coming up in the spring, whether they're on basketball, they've got all the Husker games at the Chicken Coop from kickoff to close. NFL, Monday night football, we mentioned it, $2 U college. We can't hit this enough. It's $2 for almost any drink you want. Come try one of the great sandwiches like the prime rib sandwich, chicken fried steak sandwich, pulled pork sandwich, chicken tender hoagie sandwich. Doug and I's personal favorite. The ribs are delicious as well. You want a steak at night, they've got that as well. The Chicken Coop started off with a great side, like fries, potato salad, coleslaw, just to name a few. The Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island.
Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Friday edition. Mike Perenio of the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas joins us at the end of the program today to talk about what's going on this weekend, see if they can make as much money this week as they apparently did last week with all the underdogs coming in the NFL. But tonight should be some great volleyball at the Quest Center in Omaha, the first time since 1994 where one regional had all four teams out of the same conference. And there was some controversy about the way the whole field of 64 was set up last week, and to join us to talk about what will be going on at the Quest Center tonight and tomorrow, he is the beat writer for the Husker volleyball team from the Lincoln Journal-Star, Todd Henricks. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, guys. How's the weather in Kearney?
Well, they finally shoveled us out. You getting everybody back to school there?
Yeah, there were some interesting stories yesterday from especially the Iowa State players and trying to dig out of Ames. It sounded like with 12 or 14 inches and the way the wind blows over there, they had to come up with some creative ways to get their players to the bus, but they made it, and they're excited to be here, obviously.
Todd, take us back to the selection of the field of 64. John Cook would not really comment much about it, said he could not comment much about it. There were some strange deals, especially with the way this Big 12 bracket set up.
Well, you know, here's how I think it went down. The committee votes teams in one by one. That's the way they do it in volleyball. They only seed the top 16, and that's the first thing they do is they seed those 16 teams. They vote them in one by one. Now, I don't think anybody on that committee, and I'm going to use the term smart enough, but that's probably not the right word to use. Let's try educated enough. I don't think anybody in that room identified as they were going through the seeds, voting them in one by one, that, hey, you know, the 2 seed has to be with the 7 seed and the 10 seed and the 15 seed. I don't think anybody knew that those Big 12 teams were all packaged until they put them up on the board however many hours later. And at that point, there really is no provision in their rules to change it because conference affiliation is a determining factor in first and second round matches. And so they didn't change it. And, you know, I asked the committee chair last week, I said, okay, I get that. I get that part of it, that you couldn't change it. But my question is it bad that there are these teams all put together? And her response was no. Well, if she didn't view it as a bad thing and the committee didn't view it as a bad thing, then why would they change it? They didn't think it was a problem. I think it's a bad deal. I think it speaks to the level of education of volleyball of the members of that committee, and I think it's something that will be addressed before next year.
Todd Hendricks of the Lincoln Journal-Star joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The silver lining is it guarantees a Big 12 team in the Final Four, although I think Texas is going to get there or would have got there no matter what, as long as they weren't lumped in with Penn State, which would have never happened. I guess as you look at this, too, there was some talk about finances and getting the right teams to Tampa and hopefully getting, and that's why Florida State was seated so high, hopefully getting a Florida team to Tampa so that the crowds would be a little bit better. How much did not selling out the Quest Center for the opening Coaches Association tournament at the beginning of the year for the Huskers, do you think maybe played into the fact that they weren't sure they'd sell out the Quest even if Nebraska was in the regional for the tournament?
Yeah, I really don't think that was a factor in how this bracket got seeded. I do think there was some attention given to trying to get a Florida team into Tampa. Now, is Florida State going to help them sell seats in Tampa? Well, when you consider Florida State drew 700 and 900 for their first and second round matches last weekend, I don't think having them in Tampa is going to bust the attendance totals much. But it might give the tournament some more attention in the media down there, which might lead to a few more ticket sales, but I don't think that's gonna cause much of an effect. As far as this ending up the way it did as a ploy to boost attendance, I really don't think that had anything to do with it, and I think it was. Dumb luck or dumb bad luck on the part of the committee that they ended up with what they did.
Okay, Todd, let's talk about a little volleyball here. The Nebraska women kind of on a pseudo-roll heading into this, kind of night and day the last two times, I guess from the first time they played Iowa State to the second time they played Iowa State. Talk about the momentum they built up heading into this tournament.
Well, it surprised me the way that they've been able to pull everything together and play as consistently as they have over, 5 weeks now. I wasn't sure that they could get to this point. They certainly, as a result, feel like they have some confidence. They feel like they have some momentum. And combined with what they feel like is a huge advantage in playing in the Quest Center. They're pretty confident, and it's kind of a confidence that reminds me a little bit of how they went to Washington last year. And while I didn't give them much chance of getting out of there, they thought they could, and they did. And I don't give them much chance of getting out of here this weekend, but I think they have a chance, and that's really all that John Cook wanted from this team at the beginning of the season was a chance, and they have it. Now, can they maintain the momentum that they've built up over the last 5 weeks? That's going to be the key, because Iowa State is the kind of team that can make you work so hard to get points that sometimes it's hard to maintain that. The first time Nebraska played them, they just fell apart under that pressure. The second time they played them, Iowa State didn't look anything like the same team that played the first time. So it's interesting when these teams know so much about each other. You really don't know who's going to come out and do what tonight, because something's going to have to change, and it'll be interesting to see which side gives in to the other.
Todd Hendricks from Lincoln Journal Star joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Todd, you say that John Cook, all he wanted was a chance with this team when the year started. Would you say that was because of the relative youthfulness of this team and how young they were to start and how far they've come? And whose game has progressed the most this season to this point?
Well, I think he thought at the beginning, he felt good at the beginning of the year. He thought practices went well. But when they came out of the gate and laid a giant egg against Michigan, they played as poorly as any Nebraska team in recent memory. And they followed that up with some stinkers, I guess you'd call them, over the stretch after that. So I think immediately at that point he thought, whoa, we got a long ways to go, we gotta go to work, we gotta think about things. I think the keys for Nebraska has been Caleb Banworth as the libero, really has kind of taken on this team, and this team has kind of taken on Caleb's mentality. It's funny, that black jersey thing was a big deal to her, and just the kind of sparkle she had in her eye when she put on that black jersey in Kansas the week or two before the regular season ended, I think that carried over to this team. And you know, it sounds so funny to say this, but you know, I've covered volleyball now for 12 years, and women's teams, that kind of stuff is important to them, and it's funny. We can laugh about it, but there's something to it, and I've seen those kind of things cause inspiring performances, and this team, I think, has kind of taken on Kayla's mentality ever since then, and if she continues to play well and they rally around her, that's what gives this team the best chance.
Todd Hendricks of the Lincoln Journal Star joins us for just another minute. Todd, give me your final four. Who's going to be making it to Tampa?
Well, I don't see any way Penn State loses, although, they have to win at Florida tonight. And there are rumors and inklings that this Penn State team is kind of where Nebraska was in 07, where they have all those great players and they've had all that success. And then once faced with a little pressure, they self-destructed. But I'll take Penn State coming out of there. Out of Minnesota, I'm going to say that Minnesota is going to get out of there. They've had kind of an inspiring run since losing one of their best players in the middle of the year. I think Stanford wins out west, although I think Hawaii is sort of a dark horse there. I wouldn't be shocked if they won. And I got to say, Texas is coming out of here. They just, by far, have the best athletes.
And if Penn State doesn't capture a third straight crown, is it Texas or is it somebody else?
I got to think Texas is going to take advantage of the opportunity if they get it. This is their best chance. They haven't won a national title in 21 years. If they don't get it this year, the questions are really going to come up. When are they ever going to get one?
Finally, I just thought this whole thing was strange about Nebraska's latest commitment. A young gal, Lara Dykstra, out of California, who actually, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Todd, she grew up playing beach volleyball and is now getting accustomed to playing indoors. What's her story?
Well, she's played, I mean, she's obviously always played court volleyball too, but she's played beach at a very high level. She's traveled overseas to play beach, representing U.S. youth national teams. I believe she was in the Netherlands last year playing in a tournament. But she's a very unique kid. I talked to her on the phone this week, you know, and of course my question was, hello, do you realize there's 16 inches of snow here? I mean, she lives practically on Redondo Beach, or Hermosa Beach, which, if you've ever been in that area, you know, it's, you know, they don't worry much about snow piling up there.
No.
And, you know, I asked her, I said, what in the world are you doing coming to Nebraska? And her response was, you know, I went looking for a big-time volleyball program. And so I followed that up. What's big-time mean to you? And she said, big-time to me means front and center. People know there's volleyball going on. And I thought that was interesting, you know, because obviously she's a kid who's grown up going to UCLA and USC matches. And, you know, when you're surrounded in a huge arena by 700 fans, 700 laid-back fans, that volleyball's not front and center. And it'll be really interesting to see if this creates any kind of an inroads. I know Nebraska's working hard to get another player in that class out of San Diego. And if they can pull two kids out of Southern California, that'll be a big inroads because Nebraska has scratched and clawed and fought to try to get California kids to come to the middle of the country, and with Texas raising the bar in recruiting, you know, Nebraska is going to have to start landing kids like that if they're going to want to try to keep pace with the Longhorns.
Todd, as always, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and enjoy the volleyball at the Quest Center over the next two nights.
Thanks, guys. Stay warm this weekend.
Take care. Todd Hendricks from the Lincoln Journal-Star, Husker Beat volleyball writer, to talk about what the odds are, the Huskers advancing on to the Final Four in the field as a whole.
Nobody's giving them a chance, are they, Doug? Tough to, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I went through and I looked at where these teams that are left were ranked in the preseason. Penn State was one. They play Florida, who was 8. California was 6. They play Baylor, who was not in the top 25 but receiving votes. In the regional that Stanford leads there, Stanford, Michigan, Hawaii, and Illinois were all ranked in the nation's top 16. Nebraska was 3rd. Texas was 2nd. Iowa State was 13th. And Texas A&M was 28th in the preseason poll. And then the regional up in Minnesota. Florida State didn't receive one preseason vote, and they're 30-2 now. Kentucky was 21st. Colorado State was 24th. Minnesota was 11th. So that would seem to be the easiest to get out of here this weekend. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, then we'll go someplace warm. Even though it's not a lot warmer, it is always warm in the mind when you're thinking Vegas. Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay, joins us next.
Welcome to Wendy's.
Hi, I'd like a crispy chicken deluxe, and let me have a drink and fries with that.
That'll be $2.99.
$2.99? I don't think you got my whole order. I wanted a crispy chicken deluxe with fries and a drink.
Yep, $2.99.
So what do I do with the rest of my money?
How about a Frosty?
Now get Wendy's small fries and drink with either our crispy chicken deluxe with Applewood smoked bacon or our double junior cheeseburger deluxe for only $2.99. The deluxe value meal for a limited time, only at participating Wendy's.
You know when it's real.
It's time to bring your movies, video games, TV shows, and music to the next level with the Wireless Butt Kicker. It's a silent subwoofer that allows you to feel all the action. It's a whole new experience and the perfect gift. Hook the Wireless Butt Kicker kit to your existing furniture and electronics and sit back and enjoy. It's not loud, it's not going to keep up the kids, but you're going to actually feel the action as it happens. Go to ShakeMyCouch.com to order online with free shipping. The Butt Kicker. Feel what you've been missing.
It's a full Friday night of high school basketball on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. On ESPN 1460, Lincoln East is at Kearney High. On ESPN 1550, Hastings St. Cecilia is at Donovan Trumbull. On 1230 AM, KHAS Centura is at Adams Central. And on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Loop City is at Gibbon. It's Friday night basketball on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Sunny skies develop across the area as we head through the day today with highs in the mid and upper 20s. Southwest winds will stay from 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, skies will stay clear with a low near 7 degrees. I'm Weather Eye Meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 19.
Shut up and drive. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, it's getting close to Christmas time, Daddy, and just like you do every day, you like to eat, but more people like to eat when it's the holiday time.
Well, that's the perfect time to order your smoked turkeys, bone-in or boneless hams, and prime ribs for the holidays. All beef at Troutman's, USDA-certified Angus beef, aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Meat makes a great gift, people. It really does. Gift cards are available, or Carry will custom package your selection of steaks, whatever combination you choose, creating an awesome gift for the meat lover on your list. Plus, you're looking for that ultimate gift for your backyard chef? The Green Mountain Grill. They've got it. Troutman's Quality Meats. Plus, check out the selection of fresh summer sausage and snack sticks. Great stocking stuffers, people. The road construction finally comes to an end. Street in front of Troutman's completely open both directions. Check them out today. Carrie's waiting for you. Troutman's Quality Meats, the grill's best friend.
We'll go to the Dent Popper inbox. Kelly has sent us this information. He goes, to give you perspective, here are the totals for Alabama, Texas's, and Florida's entire defensive line for the past season, and then Ndamukong Suh. Total defensive line for Texas had 116 tackles. Florida 112, Alabama 98, Sue 82. Just Sue. Tackles for losses. Florida 33, Texas 25.5, Alabama 23.5, Sue 23. Sacks, the entire defensive line for Texas, 15.5. Florida 14, Sue 12, Alabama 9.5. That's just a few of those in there, showing how dominant Ndamukong Suh has been. And we go all the way to Las Vegas to find out a little bit more. In fact, wait, there's the webcam out by the pool at Mandalay Bay. Swimming in money from last weekend is the director of Race and Sportsbook, Mike Perennio. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. I thought they'd shut that camera off.
I'm just glad you're going with the full-length non-speedo today. I appreciate that.
Well, when I'm at the Moray, our adult swim pool, I wear a different outfit.
Nice, nice. Well, Mike, there's no surprise when the dogs come through. It's usually a pretty good day, week, month for the books in Vegas. And when we talked to you earlier this season, you guys got punched in the mouth a couple times. But as always, things seem to be turning around, and it looks like it was a heck of a good Sunday in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it was one of the better ones, but considering we had almost, I think, two of the worst weeks in the history of sports betting here in Vegas this year already, we need a couple more of those like last week. And And the bowl games, the dogs, they tend to cover. We tend to do pretty good in the bowl games. But the public's getting a lot wiser each year, and I think a lot of it has to do with people using the Internet, doing research, and there's a lot more statistics that are around than when I was a youngster in college. You know, we were lucky to even find the lines in the newspaper, and there wasn't the Internet. So.
Mike, are there odds up on the Heisman Trophy and who will win it?
No, you know, there's odds that are out that are fictitious or estimates, but anything that's voted on, Nevada regulations don't allow anything Dancing with the Stars. I know that's your guys' favorite show. anything with voting is not available in Las Vegas, Oscars, anything like that.
Now, again, speaking of favorite shows, because last Sunday was the finale of The Amazing Race, and during the finale, they had some of those whack jobs scaling the side
of Mandalay Bay.
And we know that this is always taped so far ahead of time, so I asked Mike if he was were you around when all this was going on, Mike?
You know, I was aware of it, but they try to keep that kind of hush-hush, or, yeah, you know, everybody's standing out there watching the side of the building, and so I didn't actually see it. It could have actually been done computer-generated and never actually happened the way TV is nowadays.
Mike, the bowl lines come out almost immediately after they're announced. You see some shifts in the line. What does it take out there in Vegas? People are always interested how a line moves as fast as it does right off the start.
You know what? The bowl games tend, because you're right, they come out so early. Every game's out already except for the one they're still waiting on to see if UCLA is going to make it or not after the Army-Navy game. But there's slow action on the bowl games so far this year. They're going to pick up, I'm sure, this week and maybe next week. But there really hasn't been a lot of the biggest line movements actually on Oklahoma, which for some reason opened up -9 and it's down to 8 already. So it's probably that kind of movement on a game like that's probably a good indication where sometimes the public's wrong. But that moved pretty good down already, and Oklahoma hasn't looked too good lately.
Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook czar, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, anything that made you raise your eyebrow when they came out?
You know what? The fact that some of these lines, Alabama's went from 5.5 to 5, I'm surprised that game's not a field goal or less. It seems like the Big 12 doesn't get a lot of respect anymore for some reason, and evidenced by Nebraska. Everyone thinks the North's weak, and actually, basically on a road game played in Dallas, they really had Texas and probably should have won that game. And it doesn't seem like the Big 12 is getting a lot of respect, and it's kind of surprising because year in and year out. It's amazing to me the Big 10 and Pac-10 get as much as respect as they do. And of course, with the Big 10, those conferences, they don't even have a championship game, and then, you know, when I hear people complain about, well, how come we're not getting this bowl or that bowl, you know, maybe have a championship game and you can get considered for stuff like that.
Mike, we call it the Chicago Cub factor. It doesn't matter how bad they are. The odds are not going to be that long because people bet on the Cubs. They bet on the Dallas Cowboys. They'll bet on the Huskers and Notre Dame. When it comes to bowl time, who's the two or three teams that are going to get the most money just because that's because of the team name, not because of the team that they're bringing?
Well, we're, you know, in past years, since we're on the West Coast and we're a drive-through for California people, usually any USC or if UCLA ever makes a bowl game again, them. But USC usually gets a lot of action. This year, it's probably not going to be that way because they're really not in a big bowl. Most of the action will be on the championship game with Texas and Alabama because, first of all, people have that come to Vegas can bet and then they can collect by mail. So from now until the Rose Bowl on January 7th, people stopping in can bet the game while they're here. So we'll get, you know, 3-4 weeks of action on that game just because people are dropping in looking at the bowl games. And that's the big one, so everyone will be betting that one. But other than that, we get a lot of action on the West Coast teams. And then the traditional, there'll be a lot of action on the Rose Bowl because of the it's held in Pasadena, and it's got a Pac-10 team in it. But the championship game, far and away, will be our heaviest bet bowl game.
Mike, the public likes the favorites. Take us back to last Saturday night. Everybody on Texas?
Yeah. We got a little late action on Nebraska. be honest with you, I was shocked the way Nebraska played. It's a tremendous defense, obviously. And I heard you guys talking about your Heisman candidate, Sue. And it's unfortunate that he probably is the best player in the country. And it's just tough for someone at his position to get the notoriety. And the stats you guys gave out, if they'd give those out on ESPN TV, I think he'd probably have a lot better shot, but you're probably not going to see those stats from the TV talking heads.
Mike Perenio, the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I got to ask you, Mike, is there any wager, this is away from football, is there any wager currently out there at your sports book that has to do with Tiger Woods winning anything next year?
No, there's an over-under on how many women will come out eventually. We've changed that line a few times. No, there's no lines. I mean, we'll put out probably odds to win the majors maybe after the first of the year. We've done it in the past, but it just doesn't get a lot of wagering on it. It's really not worth us to do it. We do the majors individually, one at a time. And, you know, to be honest with you, it's probably the best thing for him to do is get back on the golf course. And I'm surprised he's hiding out as much as he as he is. And I don't know if there was some bigger injuries than people thought, or if he was just snoring because he was taking Ambien. But it's kind of interesting. We'll see how he reacts. Golf's a mental game, and this will probably put him to a pretty good test this year.
Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, I want to ask you about the NFL, some Super Bowl futures. People still, I would have taken the 12-0 teams, obviously the favorites right now. Who else is sneaking up there, getting close to those guys?
You know what? Yeah, it's interesting. I don't believe we've been this far in the season with two undefeated teams. The Chargers have dropped all the way down to 9-2. They're looking pretty good every week, and they're an interesting team because it's been a couple years now in a row where they start out just terrible and then finish up somehow make the playoffs or, you know, even win their division. Tennessee Titans were 1,000-1 a couple weeks ago, and they're down to 150-1 now, although they're probably not going to make the playoffs. But when they were 1,000-1 and they were on that streak, it was, you know, worth putting a few dollars on anyway to see if they finish out the season like they looked like they were going to. But you have to play the Colts. That probably ended their hopes last week. And other than that, the Bengals, you know, at the beginning of the year, they were 75-1. They're 8-1, and I think they're probably even going to drop a little more now that Pittsburgh lost. And I wouldn't see that might be adjusted down even to 6-1 or something here shortly, and you know, they look like they're going to win their division, and Pittsburgh's probably not going to return to the playoffs.
We always like to let Mike get out of here and tell us what's going on out at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, because we're 3 weeks away from New Year's Eve, and we're about a month and a half away from thinking about heading out there for the Super Bowl and things like that. Mike, what's going on if folks want to head out to Vegas during that time?
You know, the best thing to do is go to our website, www.mandalaybay.com. Actually, if they can work their way through the site, they can go to the sportsbook page, see Picture Me. I have an email contact there if they have any questions, especially about horse racing and how we can pay for your trip, basically, if you're playing some horses. You know, this time of year, like you said, with we got the Cowboys, actually, out here for the rodeo. I figured you guys would ask me about that.
PRCA, yeah.
But this time of year, you know, it'll slow up a little bit after the rodeo this week, and then you got the New Year's Eve. And, you know, I've been out here 25 years, but if you want to have a good time and enjoy yourselves on the New Year's Eve, I'm telling you, there's no better place to be in Las Vegas on New Year's Eve. I mean, the fireworks all on up and down the strip. It's amazing what they do out here for a show on New Year's Eve. And then hopefully people come out and see us for the Super Bowl, and then March Madness is our next huge week where we have the college basketball tournament, and we're looking forward to that. So if anyone needs to get a hold of check us out here at Mandalay Bay, just go to the website. It's the easiest and best way to see what's going on here.
Okay, Mike, before we let you get out of here, we need two NFL picks from you. You've been on such a roll.
Give us two NFL picks this weekend? I tell you what, you're probably going to call me crazy. But that's happened before. I actually, the way the Giants looked last week, I'm going to take Philadelphia. They're on the road at New York, and I like the Eagles. If they get Westbrook back, it'll make a huge difference. You know, he's coming off those concussions. Pretty good chance he'll play. there's so much pressure in the NFL, even if you're hurt to play, and he's had two concussions this year, probably shouldn't even play the rest of the year, but you know how the NFL guys are. They don't want to see it. The other game I like is Denver Broncos. They're playing at the Colts, getting 7 points, which is huge for Denver. I don't know if they can beat them, but it'll be a close game. And I've been watching Denver this year, and I tell you what, I've seen teams, like when I played in Nebraska for Southeast, we didn't want to play Fremont because we would probably beat them, but we'd have headaches for 2 weeks. If you're playing Denver right now, they just clean your clock on every play nonstop throughout the whole game. They're the hardest team I think I've seen maybe since the Raiders back in the old days.
Wow, that's words to live by. We'll keep an eye on those, too. A late email just came in here since we brought up the Cubs. Are the World Series odds up yet? They want to know what the Cubs are.
That's funny you said that. We took a huge bet on the Cubs yesterday, four-figure bet on the Cubs. And,
wow.
The thing with the Cubs is you're never going to get value because we know people are going to bet them no matter what. So I think yesterday before the bet, it was probably 8-1. And, we've been taking that for 100 years now and making money off it. So, even if they win a 10-1, they could win 5-10 years in a row, we'd still be up on the Cubs.
The Cubs built Vegas. Michael, it's always great to catch up with you. We'll do so again soon. Enjoy the holidays. And as always, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You too. Happy holidays, guys, and
thanks,
all your
Mike.
Viewers.
Take care. Mike Berenio from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. Need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A couple of news items, an email to get to, and Tri-City Storm is home this weekend. So let's give away a pair or a family four-pack. What are we doing?
Four-pack.
Let's go pair.
Let's go four-pack. Bring the kids.
Go four-pack.
A family four-pack. You can pick either tonight or tomorrow afternoon's game. Tonight or tomorrow afternoon's game. Two Tri-City Storm players committed to play college hockey this week. Tell me either one of the colleges that they committed to. Two Storm players committing to two different schools this week. 888-455-3776, and you'll go watch the Storm back after this.
Thanks for calling Sears Automotive Center.
Can you fix my car?
Well, at Sears, our ASE certified Blue Automotive Crew mechanics know cars inside and out. We'll find the problem and give you the best price, guaranteed.
Brakes.
Yes.
Tires.
Yep.
Struts.
Of course.
Oil changes.
Totally.
Helsinki smash rod.
You just made that word up, sir.
You're good.
Come into the Sears Automotive Center for our real-time price checks and get the best price guaranteed. And now through December 12th, all Michelin tires are on sale. Plus, get a $130 DieHard emergency kit free with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires. Visit SearsAuto.com to learn more. Sears. Life well spent.
Food for thought from Farmers. No one wants to think about all the things that can go wrong. But at Farmers Insurance, that's what we've been doing for the last 80 years. So today, our disaster response team watches weather patterns and developing storms so we can be first on the scene to lend a hand, a strong back, or even just a shoulder. To find an agent near you, visit farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance. And be ready for tomorrow.
Hi, folks, this is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Vidalki Heating and Air.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Sunny skies develop across the area as we head through the day today with highs in the mid and upper 20s. Southwest winds will stay from 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will stay clear with a low near 7 degrees. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 19.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Obviously, with the lack of college games, obviously down to Navy and Army, which...
You know what the big game this weekend is, right? Bills Chiefs. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Huge. Gosh. Huge game. Huge implications.
Towards draft picks.
Yeah, exactly.
Towards that number.
Wow. Terrible.
Where are you going to fall in the draft pick race? Navy and Army. Navy 8-4. Army trying to get bowl eligible at 5-6. The Navy's going to win this game going away, and UCLA is sitting there waiting to get into the bowl game. This is not going to be close. I would cheer for Army if I thought it was going to be close, but Navy's kind of got their number in this one, and I think they'll roll again. And they've got Navy by a couple touchdowns. If you're going to pick this game, which it's the only college game out there. Give me Navy, lay 14 points. I think it's going to be like 42-13 or something like that. I don't think it'll be close. Also, going on this weekend, little Division II championship action, Grand Valley State out of our friends in Michigan, 13-1 versus Northwest Missouri State. Talk about bad luck for Northwest Missouri State. This is the fifth time in a row they've been there. They have lost, starting in 05, they lost to Grand Valley State 21-14. They were stopped at their four-yard line. Time expired. The next year, Grand Valley State beat them 17-14. The next year, Valdosta 25-20. The last year, Minnesota Duluth 21-14. Do they get over that hump? I say they do. Interesting fact, Grand Valley State's all schools, all-time leading rusher, been suspended for the championship game. Nice going, Bozo. Nice going.
So you take Navy and Northwest Missouri State.
That's the two games I take. In the pro selections, the games I've selected, Baltimore has been in such a funk offensively. They're given 13.5 points. The Lions, have the worst pass defense in all the land. Culpepper is a starter because Stafford's shoulder is out and he can't play. The Lions have never won a game which Culpepper started. He's 0-7. He was 9-0 versus Detroit as a starter for the Vikings. Well, Baltimore is just going to lay the 14 points. I think Flacco could throw for three touchdowns. This could be get him back on track, make them 7-6, keep them alive in the playoff hunt. I'll take the Baltimore Ravens. You know, New Orleans Saints by 10.5. New Orleans State's 12-0, Atlanta 6-6. I don't know what the Falcons are playing for, but they don't like the New Orleans Saints. I think they play them closer. I'll take the 10.5 points. I will take the Atlanta Falcons and Cincinnati Bengals at Minnesota Vikings. Vikings by 6.5. You know what? All of a sudden, too many points. He said it. Cincinnati's playing for that division title, which they seem to have locked up right now. They're going to keep coming. This is going to be a very, very close ball game. I'll take those 6.5 points. Give me the Cincinnati Bengals, the Atlanta Falcons, and the Baltimore Ravens.
I'm scared. Aaron and Carney says, how big is Chris Fowler? Because Sue made him look kind of small. Yeah, you know, actually, I thought he was pretty tall. He wasn't as dwarfed as I thought he would be. Aaron and Carney says, just want to say congrats to Mr. Sue. He represents Nebraska so well. What a guy to be associated with. Goes on to say, how bad are the Steelers right now? They look horrid in all three phases last night. And they were playing the Browns, arguably the worst team in the league, or at least we thought so until last night. Nothing makes me happier than seeing the Steelers lose. Oh, well, except watching the Cowboys lose. And finally, Aaron says, I used to like Brian Kelly, but now I hate him. I hope he gets fired in a year. He's not the right answer for the Catholics. Aaron and Carney. Nice, Aaron. Real nice. Did we get a ticket winner for the hockey tickets?
Yeah, we did. Matt from Carney's our winner. He's going to tomorrow afternoon's game. Remember, that's a 3:05 puck drop tomorrow afternoon. We also have a phone call here. John from Carney on the line, guys.
John, what's up?
Did you guys hear Colt McCoy yesterday morning on Mike?
What? Which part?
Well, he goes, we didn't catch a break in that game. We didn't get a break the whole game.
Yeah, I did hear him say that.
We have to fight for everything that we got.
Well, I think that's when I heard that, I thought that was a college kid just trying to get through his 400th interview of the week. trying to find something to say. I don't know. I don't know that either team caught many breaks.
Pretty ignorant by saying that.
You don't like Texas, do you, John?
I can't stand the Hook'em Horns. I just can't. It's sickening, and I can't wait till Alabama just rolls them.
Oh, John, thanks for calling. 888-455-ESPN. I'm going to be rooting for Texas. Ndamukong Suh or Colt McCoy, I hope one of those two win the Heisman Trophy tomorrow night because I think they are the two most deserving players.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that as well. Just don't think it's going to happen. I think Toby Gerhart gets it. I think the kid from Stanford gets it.
If Toby Gerhart wins it, it'll be the worst Heisman Trophy decision. Of course, it always turns out to be that way, I guess. If Mark Ingram gets it, it'll be the same thing. You know, I guess if I ranked them right now, I said McCoy the whole year. He's 72% through the air. I mean, and Sue, again, it's hard to stack him up, but being a Nebraska guy, okay, Sue 1, McCoy 2, Tebow 3, because you know what? Say what you want. They lost one game. They lost one game. It wasn't that he had a bad season. It's just that he didn't have the same season he had when he won the Heisman. Tebow 3, Gerhart 4, Ingram 5. That's if I had a vote and you had to vote those 5 from 1 to 5, that's how I'd vote him.
Okay, if you're going to name it, Sue's the best player. He's not going to win. I think it would be Sue. I think it would be Gerhart. And I think it would be, I'll give you Colt McCoy, although I think Sue cost him the Heisman.
If he did, that's too, I mean, that's one game. I don't know. I guess you can look at it. But if you think Ingram should win it, you look at him on one game. Well, look at the week before when he got 30 yards against Auburn. Who isn't good? Okay? All right? Sue, of course, picking up, as we said, the Outland last night and the Bednarik. Nebraska volleyball tonight. They are taking on Iowa State, 7 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and Nebraska Educational Television. Chicago State does not have a good basketball team. They got beat by Nebraska, 74-39 last night. They host Oregon State tomorrow. UNK basketball, Hastings basketball on the road all weekend. The Loper wrestling team has their open tomorrow. That gets underway at 9 a.m. Tri-City Storm home this weekend, tonight, and tomorrow. Let's go to the phone line before we get out of here.
We got Brandon from Kearney on the line, Northwest Missouri State alum here giving Daddy some love.
Brandon, what's up?
Hey, guys. I appreciate mentioning the Division II championship game. It's been a long time with Northwest Missouri State. My freshman year there was their coach's first year. He went 0-11, turned the program around. Appreciate Daddy giving some love.
Hey, in 98 and 99, you guys were national champions, correct?
Yes, that's correct. It was kind of an odd turnaround because Churchman's first year, they went 0-11, lost the first four games the next year, so they went 0-15 on his start, and then his fifth year there, they won the title, went 15-0. Nice turnaround there, 14-1 the next year. And like you mentioned, the last 4 years made the title game and lost, but you mentioned how he got tackled at the four-yard line. What nobody mentions is that E.J. Faulkner drops the ball two plays earlier, 8 yards deep in the end zone. If he would have caught that ball, they would have won the title on the third of the last play of the game.
Hey, thanks for the call. We'll be rooting for Northwest Missouri State tomorrow. Plenty of basketball. I think everybody's ready to get back and compete for winter sports. On the radio tonight, ESPN 1460, Kearney High hosting Lincoln Heist. Doubleheader starts at 6. ESPN 1550, St. Cecilia's at Donovan Trumbull. Doubleheader starts at 6. 1230 AM, KHAS, Centura's at Adams Central, also at 6. And 98.9 FM, KKPR, Loop City at Gibbon. Also, the doubleheader starts at 6 o'clock. One thing we didn't have time to get to today, we'll probably talk about more next week, the NSAA, the Nebraska School Activities Association, they have figured out which schools are playing in which classes for football the next 2 years, saying that next Wednesday all the district assignments should be out. We already know in A because they can do that. Kearney in their district, I got to think this is pretty favorable. Fremont, Norfolk, North Platte, Lincoln Southwest, Lincoln North Star. Grand Island has Lincoln Southeast, Lincoln Northeast, Lincoln East, Lincoln High, and Columbus.
Not terrible either, so, would you say?
Well, not if you're not going to have any of the Omaha schools in your district at all. So I guess one's going to be a one, one's going to be the other, and Kearney and Grand Island are not in the same district again. Also, a couple of weird things. We've been hearing about schools co-oping, getting together, consolidating. Well, a lot of those fell through, including Howells and Dodge, who were supposed to move up to Class C2. Well, it didn't happen, and now Howells falls to D2. Daddy, I ask you this. If the Pleasanton Bulldogs, who we loved in the D2 playoffs, would have trounced out and ran out onto that Memorial Stadium field against against Howells in the state final. You thought Giltner got banged up.
Yeah.
That's just not I guess you do with what you've got, but oh my. Well, Howells is just going to dominate the next 2 years as well. Giltner falls to D2. Bertrand, Silver Lake, Amherst, Wilcox, Hildreth, Eustis, Farnham, all down to D2. There's not as many schools. There'll be more schools making the playoffs. Loup City goes from 11-man to D2. There are going to be 18 six-man teams next year. Elm Creek leaves 11-man and is going to be playing in D1.
Well, do they talk about sanctioning six-man again?
There's talk now that there's going to be so many. And Hastings St. Cecilia, who has been a power in C1, falls to C2. They're like the sixth biggest class in C2. Donovan Trumbull, Wood River, and Southern Valley also fall. They got to be going, are you kidding me? Wood River and Donovan's going, weren't we in their district the last 107 years? We finally get to go to C2, and they go along with us. So, you know, that's bad news for St. Cecilia.
Now, Doug, and we'll get into this next week, but When Cambridge was going to drop from C2 to D1 and go to 8-man, they said, no, we're not going to do that. Could they if they wanted to stay in C1 or
anybody,
not?
Anybody can play 11-man football. Anybody. But if you're too big and you opt to play Class D football, there's a handful of teams that are not eligible to make the playoffs, including the Elgin and the Elgin-Pope John consolidation. I don't know why you'd ever co-op and not want to be eligible for the playoffs. Why would you do it? Why would you do it? It makes zero sense. Zero sense. That's one of the teams. They're not the only one, but that's one of them.
You're not helping them, Rome. You're hurting them.
That's right. Ogallala will be playing Class C1 football. Platteview, C1 football. Lakeview, C1 football. Boys Town goes up to B. Bennington goes up to B in the two new Elkhorn schools. So there you go. We want to thank Mike Perenio of the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas for joining us on the show today, and Todd Hendricks of the Lincoln Journal-Star to talk Nebraska and NCAA volleyball.
Hey, we'll see you on Monday. Doug and Daddy's show. Enjoy the weekend sports activities. Get out and see a high school game. 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.